Howdy, mate. This is Parental Leave, an adulting escapism pod for parents who are done thinking, talking, wrangling, and I wanted to say handling kids, but I don't think that's appropriate.
Could be taken out of context, couldn't it?
I've kind of left that one out. This isn't for anyone who has handled kids. It's a different place you can go. Okay. I'm Nick. And we've got Beck here.
Hello.
And we don't have an Instagram for this, so this is where we do shout outs through our Instagram handles. So nick.winslade on Instagram.
And beck.whitley.
We really want to hear if you're listening, because otherwise it's just the two of us just going, hello.
Which we could do without recording. We could just talk on the phone. We could FaceTime.
I mean, we love it. We love feedback. I mean, it's why we do what we do, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
Always loving the limelight.
I just love coming on to see you sitting in front of that porta-cot mattress. Is that what that is?
Yes, and it smells like so many people's urine.
Oh!
Just, you know,
your children sleep on it when you go on holiday?
They are really old mattresses. I don't even know who first bought them or what era.
I think I've actually got a very, very similar one.
Yeah, and if you know it was just your own kid's urine, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. But you just don't know how many people's urine is in it.
It's one of those things that's just do you want this? Someone else gave it to me, and I gave it to them. But yeah, or give it to a kennel.
Yeah, I know, but they're so ginormous. They're not something you throw out, eh? You just have to hold on to it, and then you pass it on to someone else, because you're not gonna throw it out.
I mean, even based on the material that it's made out of.
Passion is very indicative of the era.
Something is scratching and I don't know what it is. I feel like, is your hair on the microphone perhaps? Your luscious old locks?
You know, so I was on the telly. We're jumping a bit, but I was on the telly and I had to wear a microphone and we were just, you know, doing the filming around home. And then at one point I had to go to the bathroom and I didn't know how to take this thing off.
No, you didn't.
So I went to the bathroom. And I was like, God, what do I do? I don't want to mess with anything. And I detangled it, so I didn't get any piss on it. So we've won that hurdle.
I didn't know what you were detangling for a second.
But I was like, someone's having to listen to all of this. And so I just was like, turn the tap on. Then I explained, that's the tap, not me. I'm not a horse. And then I see, and then I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So gushy. Should I tell you an embarrassing thing that happened to me as well?
Yes.
It might make you feel better. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm terrible at buying myself new undies. And it goes through, I go through phases and I'll just go buy a whole new set and chuck out the old ones. And
yep.
I've just bought a whole new set, but the other ones are still kind of hanging around in my drawers. And
hang
I
on.
Got them out.
Did you go deluxe or did you go?
No, I never do. This is my issue. So then I got
six
some.
Pack.
Yeah, well, I buy them individually, but just from Kmart.
Yeah.
I like the seamless ones. Sometimes a little bit of a G-banger, but not the proper ones. Just a thicker bit, which I never used to think. I was always when I was younger, how do people wear those? They look particularly uncomfortable, but actually they're fine. Anyway, so I got some undies out of the drawer to put on and they had a big hole on the side because they're lacy. They're very sexual. And
Kmart lace though.
Yeah, Kmart lace. I think those might have been
cotton on body. A little bit of chafe.
Yeah. Exactly.
But hey, very,
but
very
hey, they look
cheap.
Good for all the people that are looking. And so I was like, I'll just chuck them out because they've got holes in them. I'll chuck them out. I don't need them. I've just replaced them. But I was upstairs, so I put them in my pocket. And then today when I went out and I got out of my pocket, what was in there when I got my stuff out?
Oh, and you pulled them out? You pulled them out. Who were you in front of?
Just a girl at Superette.
Were they washed?
No.
Just a pair of a dirty jeans.
And I also when I got changed to try on a dress today, I'd gone in with a singlet, and when I got dressed back out of the clothes I was trying on, I forgot to put the singlet back on, so I just shoved that in my pocket as well.
Oh,
so it looked like I'd been just collecting clothes.
You're going to end up on Target with those kind of antics.
Imagine.
You just say that. So I work for Target. These are just here as a prop.
Yeah, it's all fake. Just carry on as you were.
Yeah, I deal with a lot of tradies, okay? This is something I have to do. I have to take my undies with me when I leave the house.
If people don't know what that Target episode was, or was there a few?
I think it was every episode.
Oh, man, it was great watching.
I think that the only variation was it going to be a plumber or an electrician?
Hmm.
Okay, so I actually thought we should do, I think I've got a child here.
Oh, cool. I've been waiting for that to happen with one of us.
Hello.
I'll sit in here.
Cool. This is fun. I love having time with you. at this hour.
At 7:45. Isn't it a treat?
Okay, ta-ta. Can you shut the door? Love you. No, I need this. I need this urine mattress. Okay, where were we? I thought, let's do a competition.
Oh, okay.
What if we offered listeners the chance to get a special shout out or a song?
I have a menstrual cup prize to give away.
Oh my god. Is it used?
Yes. Yes. But no one will know. It's very well cleaned.
Oh god. I mean, this is Nelson. I don't know if it happened anywhere else in the country, but on your birthday you can call up and you get a shout out and you sit there for hours waiting.
You would.
On your birthday.
Yeah, all right. Let's do a shout
and
out.
And so I thought, well, that sounds like a bloody good prize, doesn't it?
Yep.
You get us to make up a song, or actually, you can just request whatever content you want, but what you have to do to enter is share the podcast and tag us in so we can see it, and maybe you'll win a menstrual cup.
Mm, and I think there's also a reusable sanitary pad.
And then we'll pick a winner from that, between now and whenever the next episode is.
Yeah. It's valid for 6 months.
Oh, wow. Mm. So eco.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, though. I did switch to a Hello Cup. I tried a couple, and yeah. They're not all good. So don't give up if the first one's not right for you. But man, Hello Cup is New Zealand, and I had a lot of people recommending that one when I said I could feel the other ones when I probably shouldn't.
Okay.
And it's been amazing.
Has it?
I've loved it, yeah.
Okay, all right, because this one's called My Cup, I think. And the weird thing was I was thinking about getting one, and I was also thinking about getting some period undies, not to wear during that, but for light bladder leakage when I was doing,
yeah,
because I've got George's trampoline fucking party on the weekend.
Oh,
so I'm going to wear them for that. And then I randomly get an email saying, do you want some period undies in a cup? I was like, yeah, I do, because I've got to go on a trampoline.
These are things I want now.
Yeah.
And on to news. So you have a kitten.
Yes, she's like currently just sitting on my lap. She's has cute. To be with me at all times, not because
what's her name?
Darla.
Cute. I mean, I'm not really a cat person. We had a rabid pussy.
Yeah,
up.
I read that and I was like, ooh, tell me more.
It was one of those cats that was, you weren't sure if it was going to attack you or brush across your legs when you walk past. And so, you know, as a cat, that's quite traumatic to just not even know.
I have to have my curtains pushed back all the time because she just keeps clawing at them. I was going to take them down. I don't really want to have no curtains in here.
Have you got like a 4-tiered carpet structure for it yet?
No, not yet. I have a very large foldable crate, which is like a spare room. And if she's getting too much, I just put her in there. But it's not very often. She's pretty good. But she can't go outside till like the end of the year.
Why? COVID?
Cat COVID, yeah. It's rife in the community. Just because she's so small, I have to wait till she's bigger.
Oh, why?
It's just the cat rules.
It's like the roller coaster. Like, you're not allowed on, cat.
No. You have to stay. Yeah. And she, all she wants to do is go outside and bag fridge the neighborhood. Cat keeps staring in the windows trying to get a piece of the action. But
you watch Tom Sainsbury's Gingerbread, hey?
I have heard of it. I haven't though.
It's so good. I'm just like, I'm up to date and I'm like, when's the next one? What's happening?
I bloody love Tom Sainsbury.
He's so good. Have you watched his new show?
No.
It's called Sextortion, and it's of him being a politician for like a conservative family party, and so you could imagine how good it is.
Yeah, okay.
I've only seen 2 episodes, and it's like it's on demand and they're releasing it slowly, but it's so good. Yeah,
okay, I might watch that after this.
I was also going to say, so I was on the telly with my new glasses, which I'm wearing right now, and how do I look?
I didn't even know you were wearing them. So inconspicuous.
I wore them out today, so they are glasses with a ginormous like telescopic thing on the front.
How does it work?
Yeah, so all it is, it's like having a telescope right here but with my prescription. So for things I can see you know, further away, I can actually make it's made if I look through the telescope, I can see it bigger. So I'm still using my glasses normally as like normal pair of glasses, but I have the option to look through the little telescope to see something bigger.
And so that's where you'd look if you were driving.
Yeah. Well, not all the time, though. So actually, that's the thing with my eyesight is I can actually see quite a bit. And you use your peripherals mostly for driving, but it's just seeing things like road signs or elderly pedestrians, you know.
The unimportant things.
The unimportant things. So it's just having a quick glance through that little thing to be able to see it bigger. But I'm a bit nervous. I have to go get my license, which is fine. Like, I've had it before, so I think it's just a renewal. But I'm a bit nervous about actually driving with them. So I'm like wearing them all the time, even though they're not really that useful around home. Just to get used to them, because, you know, getting behind the wheel is a big deal.
Especially with the kids as well.
Yeah, oh, I'm not going to do that for a while. You know that first time you drive with your kids, like when they're newborns,
terrifying.
You're freaked out. Like, you're just cat on a tin roof, like, no one come near me. It's going to be like that. And I've got two kids in the car. So I'm just taking my time and just trying to rock them out in public as much as I can. Just kind of, you know, like I said, the kindy kids, when I picked up Marlo today, were like, "What have you got on your face?" I was like, I wanted to punch them, but I didn't. And I just said, "Well, it's my superpowers and you don't have any, you little shit.
So back off."
Yeah. Amazing. It's just life-changing.
Crazy.
But anyway, otherwise I'm just here looking like Steve Jobs. And I have thought about just adopting the turtleneck full-time and looking like a Silicon Valley kind of. Yeah.
I would.
Because it is a bit creepy. Like, do you think it looks like a camera? Just
yes,
a little bit?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It does kind of look like a camera, like you're storing things. Have you seen what's that show? Black Mirror? It looks like something from that.
I could make up a story actually about that.
Yeah, we should do that.
That could be quite convenient. I could just pretend I'm a mystery shopper and get just exceptional customer service all the time.
Yes. Well, do you know what? That's like a great segue into what I typed that I was going to talk about today, which was the carpet saga, because I'm about to lose my damn mind about it.
Why? Oh, this is the two tones.
Yes.
Yeah, so they replaced. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not the same carpet. So the carpets are different. It's different. And then the guy that I've been dealing with is fucking useless. And it's really starting to piss me off. And no one, I've just been forgotten about. And I'm like, hello, look at my carpet. It's not the same.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get a little bit titchy. And when I said that today in an email, I got no response. So I called.
Did you say I'm getting a little bit titchy?
Yes. Something along those lines. And then I actually ended up calling and said, I want to talk. I called to get in contact with head office because I'm over it. But no one's gotten back to me. So shout out to Carpet Court.
Well, yeah, let's just get tagging.
Yeah, I'm going to soon because I'm over it.
Squeaky wheel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, usually I just kind of, I hate naming and shaming, but it's got to the point. This is like 7 months of drama.
Yeah. And you paid real hard cash, right? Like, it's not like.
Well, kind of. You know. It was through insurance, but still.
Someone paid.
Yeah, someone
real
did.
Cash.
I think that's why they don't care about me, because I didn't pay for it.
Okay, so another thing that happened, we had our 8-year wedding anniversary, and what I wanted to say is that time is going so fast since we've had kids. Like, I feel like we were only married like a couple of years, and then suddenly it's been 8 years. And I have a theory on this. My theory is that the further that you're looking ahead, like you're always planning ahead, the further ahead that you're doing that, the faster time goes. So as a kid, your concept of time is really little, so it just goes super slow.
Mm-hmm.
You are like, oh my god, lunchtime, I cannot wait for lunchtime, oh my god. And then you get a little bit older and it might be, oh my god, my birthday's in 2 more months. Between the age of 10 and 20, you feel like that decade went forever.
I can't even remember it at all. No recollection of what I did in that time. I do think that sometimes I look back and I'm like, I couldn't tell you what I did in this time and this time and this time.
And then as we're getting older, we're going, okay, well, I'm going to do this in 5 years and then that, and that's why it goes faster.
And we've also got things to think about all the time to fill the days. The kids have nothing to think about except potentially wiping their own ass sometimes and what they're going to eat every 5 minutes of the day. But other than that, they've got nothing to think about.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a massive mental load.
And actually, I did find out that there is a scientific reason for this. Because I did some research.
You got those glasses on and look at you.
I know. You cannot. So, do you know the first thing I said when I got them on was like, oh my God, I can actually do Excel again. And they were like, what the fuck? Like, who says that as your first excitement? But I'm like.
Ben would probably say that. He loves spreadsheets. He loves a spreadsheet.
I love spreading my sheets. Okay, so the scientific thing around time is that it's actually to do with the percentage of time that you've been alive or something.
Oh, how scientific.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just leave it. I just said the word percentage and now it's scientific, so we'll just leave it there.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that.
I do have a theory of when we die, though. I reckon that, I mean, I've thought about this as I've grown up with, you know, friends passing or friends, family members, and I thought, why are people pass earlier than others? And I reckon it's when they all realize something and there's like one thing that all human beings just have to learn, and the moment it enters your mind, you pass into whatever's next.
Really?
Yeah. Like something trivial, like realizing that baby
Be careful.
Realizing that, I know, if I pass.
Yeah. This is it. You've cured the whole world of death.
I like just realizing that baby that was in the sun off the Teletubbies is now older than me. Like just a thing, like just a random thing like that. And you're like gone.
Interesting.
It's like you've graduated, you know, like those level games when you're younger, just like you level up.
That's a very interesting theory.
Well, there's no science around. I can add the word percentage if you want.
I just believe anything you say now.
I know. Oh my God. I could.
You could make your own website and pretend you're like Google. Just sit there and like make a funny face, and people ask you a question, and you could just go,
yes.
And then answer them, and they'll be like, thank you. Old wise one.
What have you been binging?
See, the thing is that you always do like intelligent things like books and shows. I do food, and again, I've been binging the new Milky Bar chocolate drops, and they're so delicious. Is that interesting? I've literally been eating them all day long. The other thing I haven't been binging it, but I've been using it a lot, is the new is a shampoo bar. I've just got onto shampoo bars. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you're getting period undies.
Mm. Watch out, world.
Yeah. Are you growing any armpit hair?
Not intentionally, but yes, probably. I do tend to grow a lot in wintertime. I never really look at my pits.
I mean, it is insulation.
Yeah,
but,
every now and then I look at my leg and I'll be like, those legs probably need attending.
There's a trend here, though.
What?
Shampoo bar. Are you going to start wearing natural deodorant? Not that I've got anything against it, but I'm just noticing.
Definitely not, because I already stink with normal deodorant. I have to get the right one. Otherwise, it just doesn't – I don't know what it is. I just – if I have wear a certain fabric, stay away from me. Interesting.
It's like polyester.
Sheer stuff. Yeah, polyester. That sheer, like.
We'll be wearing crocheted hemp soon anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to be making my own clothes.
You'll be a nudist.
We're actually all moving to a colony. But I don't really worry about my armpits too much in wintertime because I don't tend to walk around like with my arms too high.
Let's move on, eh? So, weird topic of the episode. This is never have I ever, basically. But it's things we've never done that people be like, to fuck.
I couldn't really think of anything, but I know that I have lots.
Yeah, and it's the things that you go...
Yours, I was like, pardon, what?
Yeah, so I'm just going to ramble them off.
Yeah, I was shocked by the first two. The second ones, I'll tell you about them after, but the first two, God, what?
Yeah, so I've never blow-dried my hair.
Shocking.
So my hair is so thick. Like, there is so much of it. Every time I go to a hairdresser, they always comment. Maybe and they always have to.
Maybe it's just weighing you down. You can get it all cut off and just grow it.
My growth hormone just got really, really misdirected. Every time I go to the hairdresser, they're always like, you know, when they mix up the color, I'm like, Bish, please get the whole container out. You're going to have to do
get a bucket.
At least three times. Yeah. And people ask me, like, how do you just walk outside and your hair is just dry after having a shower? And it's because it dries from underneath. It's so insulated. You could insulate your house with my hair.
Really? I might take you up on that offer. Got a very cold garage.
I need a purpose for it. You know, like when it is cut off, you're like, what is this for?
Surely, like, in all seriousness, couldn't you sell it for some wigs? Donate it for some wigs? Someone would be very stoked to have that hair on their head.
Well, now I've got these glasses, I could say that that's special and that it does a special extra thing.
It's very intellectual hair. Or you could just, you've got so much hair, they could just split each hair into two and then get two wigs.
No, that's true. That's a really good idea, actually.
I know.
I could make big money. I could just be a breeding ground for wigs.
Yeah. You're going to have so many new opportunities with these glasses.
I'm going to have to start having collagen powder then, aren't I? Shit. Okay, so second thing, I've never eaten a Big Mac.
Why not? Are you a vegetarian?
I don't know.
You've never had a nibble of someone's?
No, I don't even know what it tastes like.
What?
I just thought it would be like a big cheeseburger.
Okay, next time we do this, can you please get one and we will record it live on here. You can tell me what you think it tastes like.
I mean, this is even more ironic that one of my agencies I worked with, we did the big McWhopper campaign, like the Burger King, McDonald's global campaign of putting their two burgers together for Peace Day.
And I didn't know that was a thing.
Hadn't even tried the Whopper either. I had actually tried a Whopper this year because Luke was really keen on trying. Was there a vegetarian one?
The Rebel one?
Yeah, the Rebel one. Mm. He was really keen on trying it. And I was like, well, I can't really try that until I've had the original. So I just ended up trying it then. And it was fine.
So what do you get when you go to McDonald's then? Or do you just not go?
Yeah, well, I've had a cheeseburger. And then I have graduated to a Quarter Pounder, which is kind of like the adult cheeseburger, isn't it?
I'd say it's a tween burger.
So what the Big Mac's the next one.
What about like a barbecue bacon double cheeseburger?
No.
Oh, Jesus. You have to get one of those down your throat. It's the goods.
Yeah, no, I just...
What about when you're drunk? Like, not now.
No, I don't know. No, I mean, it's always nuggets.
You don't know what you're missing. I'm just shocked by this. I'm shook to the core.
It's nuggets and that stupid friend that opts for the smoothie. And you're like, the thick shake. And you're like, why? Why are you doing this? You have had tequila. You cannot mix your citrus and your milks.
Gross. It'll curdle and it'll be a real mess tomorrow. But we used to always go through the drive-thru and get like 1,000 cheeseburgers, usually with mayo as well.
Oh, yeah. And with the fresh, the steam bun.
Yeah. I'm not that fancy, but yes, people do that too. I just can't believe you've never had a Big Mac. Nothing I can say now can compete with that.
Well, the next one is shocking. Probably not. I have never seen The Sound of Music or Dirty Dancing.
Now, I only watched, I don't think I've seen The Sound of Music, but I did watch Dirty Dancing maybe like 2 years ago because I felt peer pressured like I should probably watch it. Couldn't tell you what happened. Couldn't tell you one thing.
I just feel like it was that one that everyone's like, oh my God, have you not seen that? And you kind of feel like the time has passed.
Yeah, I'm over it. Move on. My life is just fine, thanks.
Yeah, like if you watched any of those things for the first time now, would you actually enjoy it or is it just the nostalgia of it?
No,
you know,
even
like
if you
watch E.T. now.
I wrote some down, but they're just lame. Like nothing compares to a Big Mac. I'd said I've never been skiing. I've never been skiing or snowboarding. I think I've only touched the snow like 2 times.
Wow, that is interesting.
Hmm.
Where did you grow up? In Auckland?
Yeah. And I remember going to the snow once with my family and my sister's younger and we stayed like 10 minutes and my sister got too cold so we had to leave and that was pretty much it. And then when we lived in...
What about Snow Planet?
Never been.
Oh, haven't you? You should go.
Mm. Well, we're going to Queenstown in a couple of weeks. So Ben was like, we could learn how to ski. And I was like, no thanks, because I can't think of anything worse than doing that with a 2-year-old.
Yeah, no. You can't, I mean, you can't learn with kids.
No.
Because they're, you know, yeah.
No. So we might go up to the mountain or whatever it's called and get a toboggan.
Up to the mountain.
The mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to the snow too and at Ruapehu. And I'm almost just like, let's just go find snow somewhere. Let's not bother with going all the way up.
Yeah, a friend of mine went there the other day with her kids and she said they were there for 2 hours and it was too cold, so they all came back down.
Are you accumulating stuff for the kids to wear?
Yes, I was just about to say, I've been purchasing stuff left, right and centre. I've got something arriving tomorrow that I ordered off Trade Me for George and I've got a cute little snowsuit for Sadie.
But it's really hard to know what to do with their hands.
Yes, actually, like, shit, I haven't done that yet.
The best tip I've heard is put some mittens on and then plastic bag that shit and then something else.
Plastic bag? Where do you get those from these days?
Someone on Marketplace is making a shit ton of money.
We don't use plastic in my house.
No, you wouldn't.
We don't even have a recycling bin anymore.
You'd have to go on the dark web to buy that.
Yeah. Actually, I could use my recycling bin. I could just put the children in the bin and just wheel them around. I have to think about it.
Even just the lid. If you get really stuck, you could just take the lid of the bin and use that.
I mean, would that be weird to take on the plane?
Like, oh, you're going on a plane.
Yeah, we can't walk to Queenstown, unfortunately. We were going to catch the ship, but there was no space left. Imagine that, like, getting on the plane and they're like, what is that? You're like, it's a recycling bin lid. What are you looking at? What's the problem? I'm looking forward to it. And the only other thing I said is I don't drink coffee.
Have you ever had coffee?
Yes, I started off with a quarter shot and then I think I graduated to a half shot And I think that must have been just before I had kids. And then that was it. Because God forbid I had it when I was pregnant. It just doesn't make me feel good. Like, I feel like I only try it because it's peer pressure.
But nobody likes coffee at the start. But just, and then you just get addicted to it like anything good.
Well, it makes me so jittery and, like, nauseous. Well, and I'd rather mum being, like, not, like, being a bit tired than feeling anxious and spewy.
It's like everyone loving having bourbon in the morning. And you're like, oh, it just doesn't make me feel good.
I have bourbon every morning.
You know, tank water is disgusting.
It's only because my mum told me this hideous story one time that she had a possum in her tank, so to speak.
Oh, my God. No, I know there's, like, so many stories of, like, a cat that had been in there. Mm-hmm. There's all these different ones. What do you do?
I'm just very hydrated with my water. I do actually only drink water. And I have actually had lemon water before because I heard that made you, like, wake up. However, I then heard that it's really bad for your teeth. So I stopped doing that.
You were actually just a few emissions away from a commune, aren't you?
Yep. This conversation tonight has made me realize I'm heading in a weird way.
If you're protesting what they do to treat the water, then I know it's all over.
We've got a filter.
God,
that was it. They came with the fridge. It came with the fridge. You know, I do drink out of the tap sometimes. But if I go away, I have to take bottled water with me. Like if we go up to the batch, because that's on a tank.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to share today?
No. It said weird fact. I couldn't find a weird fact, but I did find a heartwarming story about a girl who was reunited with her cat 10 years after. I was just on the, you know, pussy trend after talking about pussies before. And she'd lost her cat and then I can't actually remember the story now, but I think she went to adopt a new one and it turns out that it was her cat that had gone missing 10 years ago.
What? How did she know?
I can't remember. I think it must have been microchipped.
Oh, wow. Mm. What? Oh, there's so many questions.
Yeah, there's the link there if you'd like to read it. I read this earlier and thought, oh, cool, that's a cool story. And now the children have sucked out every bit of life from me and I can't remember.
Cool story.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, well let's leave it there. I mean, on a high.
Yeah. Write our entire plan for the next for each podcast.
So yeah, do get in touch with us if there's anything that you think we need to cover in our conversation. Because we have a long list of bullshit.
Feel free to just talk through. Actually,
a follower of mine, I hate the word follower.
I know, me too.
Friend. Social media friend is amazing and always hilarious. And she's always like gagging on for the next episode. So shout out. But she is a writer on Shortland Street.
Piss off.
I know. And I was like, have you listened to our last podcast? She's like, yes. I'm like, so maybe. Maybe we could
Can we get a guest on yet?
Yeah, how cool would that be? Let's do a threesome. Yes, and she would be, like, she'd be in the know of all the things coming up and, like, all the details on how it all works. Torture her
and get all the goss.
I mean, or...
yeah. What? What's the other option?
I have nothing. There's nothing else. But you know when you like ask someone their job and you're like, oh yeah, no fucking clue what that is. Yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? That's amazing. So she's in a special folder on her own, so I don't forget because I find it hard to see your handles and remember them. Mm-hmm. So I put she's in the special folder.
In the general folder?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't have anyone.
How confusing
there.
Are those names? Oh, actually, do you know I have an interesting inception thing with Instagram stories. You know when you mention someone in a story and then if they mentioned you back and sharing that same one and if you keep going, would it be inception? And see if we somehow get to some weird place where we like maybe love our children all day or something. Like it could be some amazing thing.
Hang on.
That happens.
What if this is the thing that leads to the end of life?
No. But okay, let's try it. Let's just do the hashtag. The hashtag will be parental leave inception.
Okay.
And we'll just see how far it goes. And if it is like one of those weird, like, did you ever do Magic Eyes?
The books?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Oh my God. Yes.
It'd be like that.
Was that what it's called? Magic Eyes? Magic? Yeah. But I can't go cross-eyed. I've got something called astigmatism.
Can you take a picture of you trying to do that?
My eyes go like this. They shake. They can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I had to have glasses when I was little for that because my muscles were weak, I think.
Oh, your poor muscles.
I need glasses too.
You want them, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You want these things, eh?
When I look at things, they just fall down my eyes. They've got no muscles in them.
Oh, God, you need to do some exercise with your eyes.
I know. I roll them a lot.
Oh, that's fine.
Mm. And my children
that's
and my husband.
That's a hefty workout. Yeah, that's all day.
The other day I did something. Oh, George was pissing around in his car seat and I needed to go. We were late. And I turned around and looked at him and he goes, "You look mad." I was like, "Do I?" And later he goes, "Are you still mad?" I was like, "No, I was just frustrated." Now he keeps saying everything's frustrating him. I'm like, "You don't know what that means."
No, you have never had your period.
Next time I speak to you, I would have been at George's birthday party and he will have turned 4.
The countdown to school then.
I know.
Are you sad about that? I was thinking excitement.
No, I'm sad. But he needs it. It's good for him.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Like when he's there, I'm fine. He just got an extra full day at kindy this week. So he's doing 2 full days and a half day. And that already, I was like.
Marlo's in 3 full days. And I definitely know it's too much for him, but I don't care.
And it's good for him because he's just getting too old now to just be at home doing the same shit every day.
He's too smart to be at home.
Yeah, he is very smart.
So I've taught my kids, and I'm lucky that it was something I started early, that farts are ducks.
Oh, okay.
So they'll go, so if someone farts, I'm not going to say who.
I'm wondering you.
The kids will be like, "It was a duck." And I'm like, "Fuck yes, it was a duck." Well, you are a teacher. I was like, she's probably just always teaching him.
Yeah, he's
not allowed.
He's not allowed dinner until he's done his reading and writing.
And his 6 hours of piano.
Yeah, that's it.
So you might have a reading kid, but I have kids that say it's a duck.
That is really good. I like that a lot. I should have started doing that, but now the moment's passed.
Can I tell you? I don't actually know if I've shared this here before, but one time I was in the supermarket and it was just Marlo and me and we were the only ones in the aisle and I thought, I could do a little duck. No one's around. And it was so bad. And I was like, let's get moving. Someone walks around the
crop
corner,
dusting everyone.
Someone walked around the corner. Just as it happened, I was like, I bend down and I'm like, sniffing his nappy.
Oh no, you've done a poo. Off we go.
Oh, you stink, mate. We've got to go.
What have you done?
So there's another hack for you.
Thank you. I like that.
I'm here for it. But also, get in touch with us and to get you guys sharing this because we have like 3 listeners. So,
our mums and some random guy that lives in Gore.
I mean, the Gore guy is a good fan, yeah. You know, like, Bruce. He really does reach out.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
I'd like to have a beer with him, actually.
Well, you should when you're in Queenstown because it's so close.
Oh, is it?
No.
I might toboggan there.